that would have been the dog.
Okay, we are live.
Yeah.
See, totally. I tell you every time.
Yeah.
All right. So now
we actually live?
Yes. That's what I just said.
Now, is Faith coming?
I have to go check.
Okay. And I'm supposed to not keep a minute of silence like we did last time.
Okay. You do that then. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Are you in the chat room?
I am. It just started playing on me, so.
I have to wait before I go check on Faith because I have to mute the.
Okay.
Because I don't want everybody to be listening to themselves to you talk twice.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't want that either.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, to everyone who is listening to this podcast after the fact, you should all try out the game Tribes Ascend. While waiting for Faith to get here, I have been watching on very quiet on YouTube videos of other people playing Tribes Ascend, which I'm not as good at, but it's still fun, and I enjoy to play it. I know that Space Turtle has played. Well, we have not played together, I don't think. So that's what I have to say about that. I'm really just trying to fill time until he gets back. So, yeah, hopefully Brad will get back soon because I don't want another thing of last week where it was just a minute of silence.
And what? Oh my goodness, what have you been saying while I was gone?
I was talking about a video game.
Which video game are you playing?
Trying to fill the minute of dead air which you left in last week's first episode.
Really? Was it on the website as dead air?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm sorry.
Like, we started recording, you're like, okay, I'm going to go check on Faith. And I just sat there thinking that we weren't recording, so I just was quiet for a full minute.
Let's see what I get for not listening back to the show before I post it.
Uh-huh. Or for telling your co-host when you're starting?
I told you! I just told you!
I'm just going to make sure that you know all the time.
You're just going to give me a hard time. That's what your job is.
Yep. I was talking about the video game Tribes Ascend.
Tribes Ascend. That sounds like something you'd play. Tribes Ascend.
Yes, it is a game that I would play.
It sounds like a World of Warcraft-y kind of game.
No, it's a sci-fi game.
Sci-fi?
Yes. It's a shooter.
Oh, like a first-person shooter where you walk through and shoot stuff?
Yes, you have jetpacks.
Ooh, nice. Yes. I played a really fun one called Nova. Actually, Nova 2.
Nova.
I don't think I played Nova. It's on the iPhone.
Yeah.
It's like $10, but man, it was worth it. See, I mean, it provided me hours and hours of fun.
Every Tribes game has required a keyboard and a mouse. And, okay, so let me ask you this. Do you remember, thinking of the song that you're playing through my ears and pretending that it's not happening?
What? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Do you remember, like, in the early 90s, there was a comedian who would get on TV and have his face dance to that song.
What?
Do you not remember that?
No.
That's one of my earliest memories of some comedian who
he would dance. His face would dance. What do you mean his face would
like
dance?
The camera would zoom in on his face and you'd see his nose bouncing up and down with the beat of the song.
No, I think you dreamed this. This is a nightmare you had.
I looked
12.
It up recently too. And
what
and
was his
as
name?
Like a I don't remember. Let me look that up again. So,
face dancing. Is this a thing? This was a thing.
It was a nose dance. It was Charlie Schmidt.
Charlie Schmidt. All right. Everybody look up Charlie Schmidt. Charlie Schmidt.
But yeah, so it was
Schmidt. How do you spell Schmidt?
S-H-C-H-M-I-D-T.
Charlie Schmidt.
Yeah, I guess. But I just remember that it was as like a 5 or 6 year old, I was like, what is going on? This is amazing. I love it. And then found out later that it was just a guy who had heated a sheet of plexiglass so that whenever he had it squished up against his face and was breathing, it wouldn't leave a breath mark on the plexiglass. And so it made it look like his face was dancing. But it wasn't.
So he cheated.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not any good.
But yeah, it was still very interesting as a child.
Who cheated?
Charlie Schmidt.
Charlie Schmidt. He did face dancing.
What?
He did face dancing.
What is that?
You completely forget it. Yeah, it's not worth going over again.
Okay.
Faith, you should just go back and listen to the episode. By the way, hi, Faith.
Hi, how are you, Kitch?
Oh, I'm good. How
long
about yourself?
Time no hear from Faith.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What's going on there?
She sounds just as energetic as she always has.
She's so excited to be here.
How much is he paying you?
Give me a minute.
She didn't kill any children today, she's celebrating this victory.
I am.
Good, good.
Oh, my.
So, yeah. Anyway, since Brad is such a big fan of dead air, podcasters,
I like a little uncomfortable air. It's good for everybody.
Isn't that like the number one rule of radio that you're not supposed to have dead air?
No, it's not a Putin joke, and don't say the F word around my wife, please.
Okay.
She's very offended by that word. I don't understand why.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Do I use the technical term for it?
Flagellants?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't like that either.
Let's say flagellants.
No, you have to say it right. You don't even say
flagellants.
It right. Flagellants.
No, he doesn't. He says it with a D.
Flagellants. I know. What, he doesn't know how to spell. It's okay. It's all right.
It's okay. Brad's illiterate.
Putin. Today's Fishwits had Putin in it.
Vladimir Putin?
No. The verb.
Bright minds think alike, don't they, Kidge?
Yes.
The verb was in Fishwits. Is everybody reading Fishwits.com?
I have not
on
today.
Occasion.
Haven't had a time.
The McFadden brothers genius comic strip.
Mm. I have actually clicked on it more often now that I know that Carrie is also doing it.
Because you
just
hate
being
me?
Brad. Because I hate you? No, because I listen to you every week.
Oh, and so you don't want to hear any more of my humor.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I think
plus
it's funny.
Then I go back and listen to our shows again. So.
Well, that's a little weird. It's a little self-centered of you. I don't think you should do that.
Listen to the shows? You listen to your shows?
He listens to our shows and finds our mistakes and points them out to me the next week.
Oh, because I need that.
I need to make sure that Dave is not going to have any something that I'm going to be surprised about on the next time I listen to Jen and Dave show.
He'll always have something.
That's true.
Are we ready to start?
We're already done. We've started already a long time ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
You started already?
Welcome to my show.
Oh, okay.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Barry.
Mm.
So, what are we doing?
We don't know.
If you started without me, why am I here? I'll go back. I have laundry to fold. I'll go do that.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody butt dialed us, I think.
Ew.
What?
I'm playing a call.
Okay.
And all I'm hearing is the inside of somebody's pants.
How do you know?
How do I know?
Uh-huh.
I know what the inside of somebody's pants sounds like. I've been around.
How do you know what the inside of somebody's pants
you see, you don't
like?
Even have to go back and listen to the show. You just know it when it happens.
This isn't my first errant call.
Uh-huh.
I know the difference between purse sounds and pants sounds, and this is definitely pants.
Okay.
That's true. It is.
Good to know.
At least it isn't me this time.
You called us from your back pocket?
Yeah, I called you when we were moving into our house.
That's right. Yeah, we listened
hear
to that
the whole
nice
visit
conversation
with, his
with your mom and dad.
And
yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, so can this stop?
I want to see if he caught himself at the end and said something. No, he did not.
Yep.
Why is it to be he? How do you know it's not a she?
Because it was pants.
I put my phone in my pocket when I'm at school.
My wife puts her phone
recess.
In her pocket.
Your wife's phone is as big as my television.
That's true. It doesn't even fit in your pocket.
It's a portable flat screen television. It's 32 inches. That is not a phone.
It is huge.
Just because you can make calls on it, it doesn't. It's still a tablet.
I don't know how she could hold it. It's like remember 1987 with the
yeah.
Why,
it's
with,
like a bag phone.
With a bag phone.
Hello?
Hold it up to
hello.
Weighs 50 pounds. Our very first cordless phone.
Is she talking on the phone or scanning her face? I don't know what's going on over there.
I can't tell. Our very first cordless phone we got I don't know, the mid 80s or early 80s, I forget. Anyway, it was huge, but it was kind of like, you know, the soft curve phone, you know those, Brad? They cradled, and you'd pick them, you wouldn't remember, kids, but they were that soft, you know, like soft feel phone, and you pick it up, and it had, you'd pull out the antenna, and you know, the antenna would pop out the top. Anyway. Uh-huh. Well,
I don't remember it being soft.
It wasn't soft, but I mean, it like was curved.
Yes. Why do you think I wouldn't know what this is?
Because you weren't even born. So
I remember this.
You remember cordless phones with the antennas that pull out. They were like 4 feet long. Yeah. To knock pictures off the wall when you were talking.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Good to know. Go ahead, Faye.
Okay. Anyway, so I'd take it outside in the driveway, and I'd ride my bike and talk on the phone on it. Well, it got dropped a few times. The antenna was busted in half, and
those antennas were bent. They got bent.
They were all bent. It was all.
There was coat hangers sticking in the end of them, so they'd still receive.
And that was our TV.
It was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was greatness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
Mm-hmm. Good to know.
First answering machine.
And I had a question about, you know, Naval.
It was.
This is Zach Man.
It was Zach Man who called us. It's the same phone number.
Last
4 digits are 7003.
He was lucky we didn't hear anything.
Can you do that? Like, you can do that with, like, for some reason, the last four of your card, of your credit card, the last 4 digits of your credit card are, like, public
secure.
Knowledge.
Sure.
Everybody is like, what are the last 4 digits of your card? Well, okay, I better do it. Or the last 4 digits of your social security number. Everybody asks you that. Like, that's public knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Why is the rest of the number secure, but the last four are just open for anybody to talk about?
I don't know. Speaking of phone numbers, I just remembered a funny story. So my wife and I have been watching NCIS.
Okay.
Okay.
The past couple
Brad
months.
And I liked that show, yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good show. And there was at one point there was an episode where they were trying to get into some sort of building, and they needed the actual numpad passcode sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they figured out what the password was, and so one of the characters was telling the other one, okay, the password is 675309.
Okay.
And I was like, wait a second. 8675309?
Funny. You catch stuff like that on Psych. They do that kind of stuff on Psych.
But they would do it, you know, with tongue-in-cheek sort of thing.
Yeah.
NCIS kind of played it off as, this is serious.
Well, they didn't want you to lose the number.
I didn't lose it. I think it was written on the wall.
Did it say for a good time?
Yeah. Call! Yeah, exactly. Oh, my. What is this playing in the background?
Hmm?
What is this?
Is there something playing? This is another great classic that Kidge missed.
He's played this before.
You know, this song is a terrible popularity song. By Will Ferrell.
By Will Ferrell.
Anchorman.
Still haven't ever seen that movie.
I haven't either.
April says it's hysterical.
Is it hysterical, Kidge?
Yeah, I have only seen like bits and pieces of it.
He's going to watch Doctor Who with me.
Oh, really?
Yes,
I'm
going to be my Doctor Who buddy.
If it's going to be even
permitted. Is it Kidge?
He's going to be my Doctor Who partner.
Is it okay for Kidge to watch it?
It's Kidge friendly.
I've seen a couple episodes of it.
Oh, yeah, it's very Kidge friendly.
Okay.
In fact, that's one of the main things about Doctor Who is he is erogenous? No, that's the opposite. He's
androgynous.
That's the wrong one. Yeah.
He's not really that androgynous.
Well, he
but he likes the girls.
But he never has a relationship with them. He always has a girl with him.
But that's because he's an alien. Maybe
so
he can't.
He's a unit.
He's not capable.
Well, he's a Time Lord.
He's an alien.
Exactly.
Right, so maybe he can't. He just looks like us, but he really isn't made like us.
I don't know. He had a daughter.
He did? Well, then how can he... Then that doesn't fit your theory.
Of what? He had a whole family, but they died in the Time War.
Oh. Okay.
So. Or were they going to do the
Time War? I just remember that.
But we got to meet his daughter.
Doctor Who's in the 70s that I had to watch in the 80s. Reruns.
Yeah. These aren't those. These are good.
They're bad.
But you wouldn't like these, Faith, because they have a creepy factor in them?
Yeah, I don't like creepy.
And I don't think you would
but
like
But Luther... You know what? We watched Luther... The last episode.
Yeah, I can't believe you're liking Luther so much.
And And the creepiness went away. I don't know what that was about. Oh, she really, Alice really creeped me out in the episodes before, but she wasn't creepy. So creepy this time. I don't know what the deal was.
Well, because she was helping him, but she's still creepy.
But she's still creepy.
She blew head off.
No, she shot his
chest. Yeah.
Yep. Sure.
I'm sorry. Luther is also a BBC production, and it is it's a crime thing, a police kind of story.
It's a crime.
But the thing about it is, there's only been like 12 episodes of this thing. Uh-huh. They're super produced. I mean, the filming on them is really amazing, well done. And the music is really good, and the plot is incredible. I mean, you never know what's going to happen next.
Mm-mm. Nice.
The writing is fantastic.
They will kill anybody. This episode, just for an example.
It's pretty hardcore, though.
Yeah, it is hardcore. This episode started off, this is the first episode of the new season. It started off with him sitting in his apartment with, and playing Russian roulette. Mm-hmm. That's how the show started.
All right.
He won or he lost. I don't know exactly how that works, but anyway,
didn't I don't know. You don't really know what he's thinking.
He didn't blow his head off, and so he got up and went about his day. But it's just crazy.
So pleasant.
And yeah. That's why the first season got a little bit much for me, and I couldn't do it. And Brad had watched most of it, but then I watched the last episode with him,
It's British, so there's some light cussing.
Yeah. But there wasn't any nudity or anything. No. But it's pretty, you know, if you don't like disturbing stuff like that, then don't watch
friend,
it.
Yeah, his best friend dissected her. He's a cop, and his best friend dissected her parents. yeah, it's the kind of weird show it is.
Yeah. I mean, you don't see it or anything, but she's really... But talk about acting.
She's a complete sociopath. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The acting. Wow. Anyway, so Luther is a good show.
All right.
But I don't.
It's not something I recommend.
Take all that as warning.
That's all warning. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. It's just very well acted, and the plots are so good. You compare that to some of our shows, you're like, ugh.
I mean, because ours all fit in a pattern and a mold and all that.
Right, yeah. And this just doesn't. That's really great.
A lot of the reason why my wife and I don't watch very much American television. Like, the only shows we're watching are NCIS and Once Upon a Time. So.
That's it, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, besides all, you know. We also have some anime series that we keep up with.
Right. Cool.
And now Doctor Who.
No, but he watches Netflix. He's talking about on TV live stuff.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. I don't even hope House is going to be done.
Yeah, House only has two episodes.
Closer
left.
Is going to be done.
Well, I'll tell you what. Me and Faith have gone through. I know you and Swift are still trying to watch the same shows. And that's very early marriage of you. But
really noted.
Me and Faith used to do that too. I mean, we would not watch a show unless we both liked it. I mean, it was just the way it was. Oh, you want to watch this? No, I don't watch that. All right, we'll keep looking. You want to watch this? Oh, I don't watch that. Keep looking. So, and then there became a stage in our marriage where we fought about it. she would have the remote and she would stop on something and go,
I would take it personally. I'd be like, why do you have to trash my show? Just shut up. You don't have to listen.
It's like, yeah, but you wouldn't let me go in the other room and watch anything else.
I know, because I wanted you to be by me. So we would argue.
She would be mad at me for not watching her show, but she wouldn't look. I was like, you watch it. That's fine. If you want to watch it, I'm going to go to the other room and watch something else. No, I want you in here. Can't you just sit in and watch this with me? And I'm like, no, I don't want to watch that crap.
We would.
Can't you just pick something we both like? There's plenty of stuff out here we both like.
It was so dumb.
And so, we fought about like this. I mean, it wasn't
serious. Yeah, it wasn't serious arguing.
Yeah, sure.
So now we've moved into a stage in our relationship where I pretty much watch my Kindle Fire with headphones.
Yeah.
And she watches television.
And he sits out there.
I sit beside her. We've
compromised.
Figured
it out.
We're right beside each other. I don't have a clue what's going on up there.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that.
She was watching Amazing Race, and they were in Japan, and there was this game where they...
That was hysterical!
They put these helmets on. They put the... You know the Amazing Race, right? I mean, you know the premise?
Isn't that a book?
No.
No.
It's a reality show, but it's a contest. It's
these people race across the world.
They race around the world. Ah. And they have to do all these different things.
Roadblocks. Less than 80 days.
No. Similar. Yeah.
It's sort of idea. But
they need to have the 80-day time limit.
They do need to have it. That would be a very good...
But actually, like they do it in like 6 weeks or something.
Well, it's
like
about 80 days.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah. Yes.
Quite. So... well, there you go.
Maybe it is 80 days.
I'm satisfied then.
Anyway, there's teams. Anyway, so... But they were in Japan, and you know Japan has these crazy game shows, right?
Oh, yeah.
So this was a crazy game show that's real popular in Japan, and they all had to compete on this show. And what they were these giant...
Treadmills.
They were really, really long, and they were even with the floor. So they're basically, you know, like conveyor belts kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And they have helmets on. Behind them is a ball pit, okay?
Okay.
Which you'd fall into, right. Okay.
If you went off the end, you'd fall into the ball pit. In front of them... is the finish line.
Like a platform that you have to jump on.
So you have to run down this treadmill and jump up on this platform. But there's rubber chickens hanging from the ceiling.
That you have to jump to pull.
Yeah, they're way above your head.
You have to run and jump.
Jump up and grab the rubber chicken.
You have to get three of them.
And you get three, and then you can run to the... if you fall down, that's fine. You just get back up and keep running.
Right.
So,
but you have to jump on the end platform. You can't fall on it. You have to like land on it.
Meanwhile, they're throwing confetti at you.
And they're screaming and hollering
and all kinds of stuff's going on.
And they're exhausted already, you know, from doing
and
all
so,
this other stuff.
And this is like one of these, it's like one of these games that's supposed to be really funny, even if you don't make it and all that. Kind of like Wipeout or whatever.
Yeah.
But these people are in a race and they're serious and they're not interested in all this funny Japanese business.
Oh, boy.
Which makes it twice as funny.
Right, because they're falling. Because
they're getting so mad.
They're so serious,
And they're trying to grab rubber chickens and cussing at the same time.
And Brad was about to fall out of his chair.
Yeah,
I
wasn't even watching it. I was watching
something else.
I was watching, I don't know, Psych or something on Netflix. And I'm looking up and I'm just busting out laughing because I can't hear any of it.
Oh, man.
I'm laughing and I look over her face and she's looking at me kind of funny. I go, what? And she goes, she twisted her ankle. And I'm like, I don't care. It was funny.
she would. They have to take turns. It's a two-person team. And they have to take turns. So it was her turn, and she'd sprained her ankle in the last leg of the race, and she had to run. But she is very whiny. But she had to run out, and you know that hurt. Oh man! Yeah. And so he was cracking up, laughing at her. I'm like, this is not funny. She's really hurt.
but anyway, so
that's what we do now.
That's what we do now.
It works. We still watch shows together, but.
Sure.
Not very many.
House.
Closer.
Closer. Is Closer coming on? It comes on
in
the summer.
Yeah, we have one more, and then it's done.
House is done. Series finale. Two more episodes of it. So we're and every new show she picks up, I'm not interested in.
Not always. Sometimes we... And I haven't picked up anything new.
Yeah,
you gave up on Mad Men, so I still watch that by myself.
And what was the other one you just picked up? About the girl who's... Chasing her son.
Yeah. Oh, Missing?
Missing.
You quit on that. You started watching that and then you quit.
Yeah, because it didn't resolve. I told you, it has to resolve.
He has issues.
Like at the end of each episode?
Yes.
It can have an ongoing story plot, but every episode has to have a resolution or he won't watch it.
Exactly.
Because of Lost. Because Lost,
right.
Because Lost ruined him
it's
forever.
It's not just Lost. It was Lost and Mad Men and ER. It was a combination of those three shows.
Well, ER is the one that started this whole thing.
Yes, ER was so stupid.
That can kind of make sense.
We planned our entire Thursday night.
Around ER.
Around ER and Friends.
Good
Seinfeld.
Night.
Seinfeld.
That's a horrible existence.
Exactly.
We didn't have TiVo or DVR then. You had to rush home.
You had to watch poor quality VHS.
Rushing home to catch a TV show, but for those,
you had to. That's what was on. You had to program. This was the mid-90s. Now come on, you had to program the VCR. You know how long that took.
You know what I was doing in the mid-90s for entertainment?
What
I was reading books. Okay.
Well, I read books too.
Good for you, Kidge. Way to just jump on the how horse.
I was like 9 years old. What else was I going to do? I was 9 years old and living in Germany.
You know what's sad though is that now that we have Netflix, we can go back and watch Rockford Files and Kojak and go, man, those shows were good.
But we didn't do that to Quincy, did we?
Quincy wasn't that good.
No, I watched Quincy reruns after school. All the time.
Can't believe your dad let you watch the show. It's not kids friendly.
He wasn't there, and he didn't know I was watching it.
Okay.
It was after school. I'd come and watch it. It was between that, like Hawaii Five-0 was one of them.
Yeah, we watched some of the episodes of that.
And
too.
I went
it was
now.
Really good.
Now, that when they started, now, Three's Company was still on at the time, but they were running early episodes because it was on forever, and they were running the early episodes, and I would watch the reruns after school. My dad would come in and turn that off. This is trash! Trash! Turn this trash off!
Trash, trash,
but
trash.
But he didn't turn Quincy off. I don't know what that's about.
Quincy was...
Well, he wasn't there. I mean, he wasn't home yet. Quincy was a floozy. This was at 3:30 or 4, or whatever it was when I'd get home.
I have no idea what you people are talking about.
Hawaii 5-0. Yeah.
You don't know Hawaii 5-0?
I know what Hawaii 5-0 is.
You don't know what Quincy is?
Quincy.
No.
Quincy was...
Medical exam.
Do you remember The Odd Couple?
Jack Klugman.
Yes.
The messy one from The Odd Couple.
Yeah. Jack Klugman.
He
was also in 12 Angry
he
Men.
He stopped being a sports writer and became an
A medical examiner.
Yes.
That's a very sensible career move.
Yes, it was a very smart career move. And then he began to...
He was a cranky medical examiner,
Yeah, and
too.
He began to eat sandwiches around dead people. Yeah. He was the first
one
to do that.
He would eat sandwiches, yes. And he always had really young, pretty girlfriends. What's that about?
Yeah, he was like in his 50s.
Yeah,
and
he
had 20-year-old
girlfriends. 28-year-old girlfriend. What, hello?
Gold diggers.
Yeah.
Gold diggers. Yeah. And then the Hawaii 5-0 had these women on there. And what I've discovered is that in the early 70s, it was popular to look ugly.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were in your... These women were in their 30s, and they were not trying to be hip at all.
Well, at least that was hip.
They had buns and
I don't know,
house dresses.
Something went really wrong.
There was something going on there.
Something went very wrong.
So what else, Kidge?
So I had ordered a new headset that I told you about last week, and it is stuck in Illinois... in Peru, Illinois, for emergency conditions beyond UPS's control. And that's all I know about it.
It's stuck?
I don't know. I don't know where it is, besides that the last place it was at was in Peru, Illinois. And I haven't gotten an update since Sunday. And it was supposed to be here today.
What's going on in Peru?
I don't know. I'd like Googled weather stuff in Peru, but there was nothing. It was like sunshiny.
I hope Jake's cat didn't die.
Who's Jake and why
he's
is he
the
a
guy
cat?
In Peru?
Peru, Illinois?
Yeah.
Illinois, the state.
Yeah. He had a sick cat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He runs the UPS office there, and if his cat died, it's probably why you hadn't got your package.
There's the
but
awkward
why would
silence.
It stop there? It should just be on the truck coming to me.
He's still trying to make sense of this. Yeah, okay.
You do
well,
know
that's
that
very sad. How long do you have to wait before you make him send you another
you
one?
You do know he doesn't know that person, right?
Yeah, I just figured that out.
Okay.
How long do you have to wait before you make him send you another one?
I don't know. It's Best Buy who sent it to me. So I emailed UPS today saying, hey, could you give me an update on this? They're supposed to respond tomorrow.
Say, I was a geek. Come on now.
Yeah. I'm bit by bit severing ties.
No, you're not using that to help you anymore?
No. Okay. I bought my mouse from Amazon. Oh, yes.
I think that we buy most everything we have from Amazon or overstock.
The Amazon truck comes to my house once a week.
Everything we have comes from Amazon or overstock.
So let me tell you about my latest peripheral purchase, which is so awesome that you have to have one too, kids. Just wait until you see what I've bought.
Are you going
to
pay for it?
Yours?
For you?
Yes.
No.
But then I probably won't be able to get it.
When's your birthday?
Just happened.
Okay, I might get you one.
We talked about it last week.
Fine.
He doesn't remember. This is why I have to be here, because he can't remember things. He doesn't know where stuff is.
I bought the low end, the lowest end of the Logitech Harmony remotes.
Oh, yeah.
There are different high ends and low ends of remote controls.
Oh, yeah. I know.
It's like a car.
They go up to $600.
For a remote? Yeah. Well, that's for like a home system.
Yes.
Well, we're just talking like a remote control for a TV.
Yes. Well, the Logitech Harmony remotes are designed so you just say, I want to watch TV, and it turns on the TV, turns on the TiVo, changes the TV to the TiVo station, you know, turns
on
the
speaker system.
Doesn't do
that. He had to spend 3 hours trying to program the thing, and it's different. I don't like it. It's different. I use the old one.
If you get good at it, you can do it in 20 minutes, like I did.
Well, once I figured it out, it didn't take me any time. The hard part was I didn't want to get up and dig and I have to like take everything because it's in a hole. I can't just go around back and get the model numbers. So I kept trying to do it without the model numbers, and that was my problem because I was too lazy to do get up and do the. And so when I finally, like, all right, I'm going to have to get the model numbers off this stuff. Uh-huh. But once I put the model numbers in, boom, worked great. Yeah. Oh, and then the only problem I had, you know, was trying to get the Apple TV to work with it. And I just used the.
Really?
Well, because you have to pair the remote.
Really? Which version of the Apple TV do you have?
Oh, the Apple TV 2.
Okay.
And you have to, what you have to do is you have to pair the remote. It's like a Bluetooth pairing thing or something. I don't know. And so when I put in the code, it accepted the code and programmed all the buttons, but then I still had to pair it. Well, to pair it, I had to unpair the other remote. Well, I didn't want to do that because I wanted to leave both remotes working. So I just programmed each button. There was only like six buttons.
Is your Apple TV not in visible IR range? Is it hidden?
Yes, it's hidden.
It's hidden, but I have an IR repeater.
We have a repeater.
Oh, okay.
In the cabinet. So anyway, it doesn't matter. It all worked, and it didn't. Once I got the actual codes, the model numbers, then it just all went together perfectly. And then you can program the volume buttons to stay the same on the same device, no matter what device you're on.
Uh-huh.
So you can control the volume, that was really awesome. So now I don't have to switch back and forth to control volume. Like if I'm watching Apple TV. Or Netflix, you know, on my Apple TV, I don't have to switch over to the television to control the volume and then switch back to pause it, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's just awesome. And I got the low end. Like, kid just talking about the fancy ones where you just say, I want to watch TV. And it goes, okay, sir, let me turn on everything for you and bring you a drink, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I got the low end. This one was $20, but it was well worth it. The only thing it doesn't do that I wish it did was light up. I wish the little buttons lit up.
Yeah. You're going to regret that.
Because I watch TV in the dark a lot.
Yeah,
so I'll send you this one, and I'll get the next one up and send you this one.
The thing is, I have a TV and a Blu-ray player.
Yep,
I don't need one remote to replace two.
Well, where does your speakers come out of?
The TV.
You have a flat screen.
You don't have speakers.
The speakers are in the back of the flat screen.
Yeah, I know.
How do you hear anything?
My TV is like a foot and a half away from the wall.
So
it actually reflects off the wall properly.
You don't understand anything about sound. Here's my pet peeve about television.
Are you kidding me? What do you think
today?
I did for the last 3 months of my last job?
Well, obviously it didn't have anything to do with sound. If you're listening to your television bounce off your wall.
We used to have it so that we actually had, you know, Swifty's desktop plugged up to the TV, and then we had her speakers plugged into her computer, but now we don't have a computer plugged up to it, so we just use the TV speakers, and they work just fine.
No, they don't. They're pointed towards the wall. Yeah, do you take your sandwich and bounce it off the wall before you eat it?
No, because it's a sandwich.
Exactly. This is sound, which is even more. Even if you bounced a sandwich off the wall, it wouldn't hurt it as much as sound. You're distorting. You're just. It's horrible. How can you? I don't understand why they make TVs with speakers in the back of them. First of all, that's stupid.
Yeah, it is.
So they can make more money off of you by you buying sound bars.
You know what? Just leave this. Don't put a speaker on the television at all. That would be better.
Yeah.
That would be better. Don't even put a speaker on it.
There you go. He has issues, kids, with sound and lighting. He has issues.
I like things to be lit well.
He likes to have light. Not
there's
not
nothing
just,
gay about that.
It's not well lit. It's
lit
it's
well.
How it's lit.
Exactly.
It's not. No, there's a difference.
It's
because
not,
lit
know,
well is like giant fluorescent lights beaming down on you. This is ambient lighting. He's real big on. There's got to be lighting like down on the floor, shining up in the corners. It's got to be around the ceiling, you know, like the hidden lights that shine up on the ceiling.
Exactly.
He's all about that stuff.
I want to be able to see without it being harsh to my eyes. Uh-huh. Why is that bad?
I didn't say it was bad. I just said you have issues.
And certain lights that stay on a lot, they need to be with fluorescent because
he will spend a lot of money on lighting and sound.
Mm-hmm. And if they're on all the time, it needs to be LED because that's even cheaper.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So if you want to know anything about lighting or sound, ask him.
Oh, yeah, because I like to see and hear. I mean, come on. Why is that bad?
I didn't say it was bad.
At least I'm not a kid just bouncing my television off my wall. Why don't you just turn the television and point it towards the wall and just watch the reflection of the screen onto the white wall? It's the same thing.
My ears and eyes are good enough that, you know, still, because I'm so young, that it doesn't matter too much to me.
Did you hear him rub his age into my face?
I did. You know, oh, kids, you know what? I picked up Brad's phone the other day. We were on the way to see Carrie and Jen.
Shut up. You don't need to tell the story. No, hush. I'm turning your mic off. No, the mic's gone. She's gone. All right. She didn't want to join the show. She said she had enough.
Faith, yell.
She didn't want to be on the show anymore.
In the background. Okay, so I pick up his phone, and he says, "Would you send the text to Carrie that when we'll be there?"
Okay, first of all, notice I'm driving and I'm having somebody else send a text. Everybody,
that's good to know.
Everybody, give me a little pat on the back for that.
Right, okay, so yeah. I pick it up and I'm like, "Holy cow, this font is huge." I said, look at you. You figured out how to change the font so you can read your phone. Because he always had to hold his phone. His arm's not long enough anymore, you know, to hold it far enough away. So every time he'd get his phone, he'd have to have his reading glasses on, his cheaters. So he'd have his phone. So now, apparently, they have different fonts on the iPhone to make your text bigger. So now his texts are huge. He's a giant,
they're not
large
huge.
Print.
They're not huge. They're visible size.
A large print texting.
They're visible size.
Seriously, they were huge.
Oh.
Awesome.
Oh, it was very funny. Very funny.
Wasn't funny at all.
It was giant texting. And actually, you know, I mean, I wear contacts so I can see regular print, but I had to put Brad's readers on the other day because things are just getting too small. On top of my contacts, so I, you know, not really.
Oh, but you were looking. You were trying to get out a splinter or something.
No, I was threading a needle.
Oh, threading a needle, that's what it was.
And yeah. I could. It was so small, I couldn't see it. I was fixing a button.
Fine, whatever.
So awesome. He had giant print on his phone.
Did the live feed die?
They were sick of us.
No, I don't think so. It's still clicking away on mine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see what happened. My card's full on my recorder, so we didn't get that last little bit. That's what happened. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. You sure he didn't turn it off?
It's still recorded. It's recorded on Mixlr.
Mixlr. Yeah. Okay. Good.
All right. Well.
Yep.
So here's what we know. Brad needs large print to read. Lots of lighting. Uh-huh. And really loud noise.
All right.
No, I don't have to have really loud noise. I just don't want my noise bounced off a wall and distorted beyond recognition.
It's not distorted beyond recognition. That's the point.
You're not getting the nuances of that show. Whatever you're watching, you're not getting proper sound. There are things that the designers of that show wanted you to hear you're not getting if it's bouncing off a wall.
No, the shows I'm watching are not designed for audio snobs.
Snobs?
Oh.
Just because I like to hear, I'm a snob. Just because I like to have things well lit, I'm gay. What is wrong with you people?
He's
I never
a music
said that because
snob.
You like things well lit that you were gay.
Music
what?
Snob.
Did you hear him? He just said I was gay again.
I did not. We have LED lights in our kitchen.
He said I was old and gay.
Old and gay. Old, gay, and blind. Yep.
This show's awesome. Like, I'm so glad you're here.
And I didn't kill any children today.
Yay,
me!
Yay, you! School's almost out. There's only 2 weeks left.
No.
3 weeks left.
Three
and a half weeks left.
Okay, there you go.
Just trying to help you.
Three and a half. The last week doesn't really count, but...
Yeah, big time party
school,
here at the house,
so... Big swimming party.
Big swimming party at the house.
We're doing a Sulphur Springs history tour. Mm-hmm.
That's right. There is history of Sulphur Springs, and we're going to learn all about it.
And the Dairy Museum.
Mm-hmm. That's right. We're going to a museum dedicated to dairy.
To dairy, yes.
Don't you wish you went to my school?
Why?
Because we were the dairy capital of Texas forever.
Yeah.
A long time ago. What was that?
My wife is listening to something in the background, and she can't control herself.
Oh, my goodness.
She's listening to Mark Levin, and she's cracking up.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Unhandedly called
in the Mark Levin show, and they're making fun of each other.
Oh. Apparently, Sean Hannity has called in the Mark Levin show, and they are mocking each other.
Oh, okay.
And she can't control herself. You know, I'm live on air right now.
Seriously, how rude.
She says that Mark Levin has a bigger audience than we do.
I had a question about, you know, naval histories and... minding your P's and Q's coming from how much beer you owe the ship, so that when you get paid, you you pay for the pints and quarts. And why are your teams minding their P's and Q's? Isn't that a bad thing?
Did anybody understand that call?
No. I wasn't here. I've been here lately. I don't know.
Minding your P's and Q's is something about getting paid if you're in the British Navy.
Huh. You'll have to check that out, old man.
I thought it was about when, like, a fight broke out in a bar and the bartender was telling you to
mind your pints and quarts.
So that they didn't get knocked over.
And broken.
Maybe
that'd get very expensive. That's why barware is so heavy. You know, the glasses are so heavy.
So they can also be used as a bludgeoning weapon.
There you go.
So Zach Man Kid says you're wrong.
Yep.
But that's okay.
I didn't say he was wrong, just that I heard something different.
He said you were wrong, but that's better than being called old, blind, and gay. So
I only called you old and blind.
Before you call in angry, just kind of, you got the better end of the deal, right? All right.
Oh my.
Well, I'm excited for us to compare notes on Doctor Who next week.
Possibly.
What do you mean possibly?
If he gets around to it,
he's very busy.
He's very busy.
You made no
Kidge.
Promises. You said you would. That's a promise.
I said I would try.
Kidge is busy.
I'm a very busy man.
Mm-hmm. A very busy man. He's a busy man.
I'm not a bee.
You're busy as a bee man.
Nope.
I will tell you where to start so that you can skip the boring parts of that first doctor.
Please do.
Well, you know, I want to be here to confess.
His name was Christopher Eccleston.
Eccleston?
Eccleston?
Eccleston.
What, is he Jewish?
Eccleston.
No, the doctor wouldn't be Jewish. Not if he was a Time Lord. Are there Jewish Time Lords?
What?
No, he's from...
Eccleston.
Yeah, no. What? No.
I'm very confused.
No, he's not a Jewish Time Lord.
Okay.
He's from Scotland or something.
You can't be...
No, he's got a Scottish
They're
accent.
They're aliens. They can't come from our world.
The TARDIS translates them.
Oh.
Translates them.
They have, like, nanobots that filter them and translate
into
what they
Scottish.
Say. Right.
Yeah, why'd they pick that?
What? I don't know. That's a very good question. So I don't know. I'll have to email it to you because I can't see. I'll have to email you because I don't know.
Okay.
He doesn't know.
Because I went to episodes.
But I don't know
old
what you
blind
don't know.
Gay and doesn't know.
What are you talking about?
I was going to tell you where to start.
Okay.
Well, can you do this off the air?
That's what I said because
it's not.
It's not interesting anymore. So.
Yeah. See you later. Right. Vas con Dios.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Fine.
Thus ends that.
Right. Okay. Right, you want to get in about Father's Day, I believe. That gives you Father's Day. Yeah, at least Boomtown. Yeah, just Boomtown. That gives you three episodes with the old doctor. So
Boomtown.
Yeah, it's episode, I don't even know, 165,
sure.
Something like that.
160-something.
165, I believe. Boom.
Today is your dad's birthday. Did you call him?
I did. I talked to him for a long time today.
Good.
Did Helen call him?
I don't think so.
Better
she
tell
needs
him
to call him.
Yep. She should.
Uh-oh.
Happy birthday, Opa.
Happy birthday, Opa.
Yep. Got to have him.
Okay. Well, everybody, thanks for joining us this week on Two Blind Squirrels with all three of us.
Yes, and happy Mother's Day, everyone.
Thank you.
I remembered before the day before?
Yeah,
did you send your mother a card?
I'm taking my mother to the ranch.
I mailed it yesterday, as a matter of fact.
I never played the intro song today.
Nope.
Should I play it now? I am Brad.
Nope.
I'm Faith.
And I'm Kidge.
And we're the Two Blind Squirrels.
But there's three of us.
We're still called the Two Blind Squirrels.
Yep.
I understand. There's three.
It's the Two Blind Squirrels.
That's because three won't fit on the little picture.
Because I'd have to change the URL.
He'd be our little baby squirrel.
It's not going to happen.
He'd be our little baby squirrel. Kid, your little baby squirrel.
Why
does he have to be a baby
now.
Squirrel?
I can rent a car.
In squirrel
you,
years.
You're old enough to rent a car now?
I think. I'm still waiting to see if my car insurance premiums will go down.
They should.
It should.
It should. 10% at least.
Oh, yeah.
At least. I think it goes down 10% every year.
If you're with Geico, you can get one of those little things that plugs into your car, and they can spy on you and tell you how fast you're driving, and then your insurance will go down if you drive nice.
Really?
Yep. It plugs into that little slot in your car.
What slot?
Is that little steering wheel free?
There's a slot?
Yep. Huh. I don't know. I do not know the answer to that question, because I would not have somebody...
My Volkswagen doesn't have a slot.
If somebody monitored my driving, my insurance would not go down.
My car doesn't have a slot.
Yeah, they all cars still in the United States have to have this little thing. It's the same thing you plug into to read your codes. You
know? Oh, that little thing?
Yeah,
that thing you get
code.
With your car, and you're like, what do I do with this thing? And you put it in your glove box and never do anything with it?
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about now.
I always wondered what that thing was.
That's what it is.
There you go.
Gotcha.
I didn't know where it went.
Good.
It's good to know now.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Can we go now?
Vas con Dios.
Vas con Dios.
Two Blind Squirrels is a proud member of My Life Ministries, a community of believers that views the everyday Christian life as a ministry and seeks to encourage Christians in their daily walk with Christ. For more information, please visit mylifeministries.org.
Face it. All right, kids, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
It's been fun.
Indeed, it has. What is she saying?
She said, bye, kid-erific.
Oh, bye, Faith.
Bye, Faith. Tell Helen to call Opa.
By the way, we have been told that it now makes sense. Brad and Faith are one squirrel, and I'm the other squirrel.
Oh, because we're one flesh.
Exactly.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. The shows are always, they're just better with Faith on them, because we can both make her laugh.
Yeah, it's true. I agree.
You need to laugh like Faith.
I can't laugh like Faith.
All right. Talk to you later, kids.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.